Although his empire is smaller, he may be the closest thing we have in Southeast Alaska to our own Rupert Murdoch. But Dan Edelaine isn't in the news. He's too busy making it. Selling the two stations is his version of scaling back.
My primary interest is community TV. Actually, NBC here was basically a translator of our Juno station. It just repeated. And so I didn't have very much to do with it. Also, we can always pay off a few bills and so on. My wife has moved to Bellingham, and I go see her about three or four times a year.
That would be Kathy Edelaine, the former director of the Sitka campus of the University of Alaska Southeast, K-A-T-H-Y. Edelaine's inspiration for K-A-T-H-TV in Juneau, but I digress.
And so it was a matter of convenience. And I still own the station in Anchorage and spending a lot of time making trips to Anchorage.
And the Anchorage station that you own is
it's which? The call letters are KACN, and it's a very small independent station.
And when Edelaine is not taking care of his remaining television station, he's filming meetings, concerts, school programs, just about anything, and putting it up round the clock on cable channel 11 in Sitka, something he's done for the last 16 years. But even back then, Edelaine was no newcomer to media. He first bought the now-defunct KIFW-TV in 1983.
So I've started TV, what, 30 years ago.
And this was your second career?
Yes. I came to Sitka to be the first full-time dean of students at Sheldon Jackson College.
And that would have been in like 1974?
71.
71.
Yeah.
And also, 31 years ago, Dan Edelaine became a founding member of the board of KCAW-FM, Sitka's public radio station, a seat which he still holds. Throughout our conversation, Edelaine never mentions the R word.
I'm not interested in retirement. I like what I do. It's not only a job, but it's a kind of a fun thing to do. It's my hobby.
Rupert Murdoch should be so lucky. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.